They want to be journalists. They want to tell stories. That has nothing to do with the technology. They want to tell stories. We are actually going through a process right now, a generational process, even with young people, that their view of journalism is, you know, we're a little bit older than the students that we're teaching, and we come in contact here at the University of Connecticut, but they are the children of parents around our same generation. So it's likely that they probably had a newspaper delivered to their home for a good portion of their childhood and teenage years. It's likely that early on that they watched, maybe the family watched the 6 o'clock newscast and, you know, 11 o'clock traditional newscast. And it's likely that, so they are coming through a period of what traditional media has been. They've been exposed to that. It's great to see these kids walking around campus with a copy of the New York Times underneath their arms. That's great. That's what, when I was in college, that I had 2 newspapers under my arm. So it's great to think. So they're looking at it from a traditional standpoint, and they are as concerned and have same kind of trepidation that some traditional journalists have. But they are recognizing that to get a job, that's what they want to do, is get a job, that they need to get these skills. I think in 5 years, the students that we get in the journalism department, it'll be a different experience, because I do come across a lot of students that are intimidated by the technology. That when we talk about, I teach online journalism, and I teach a class called Publications in Practice, and essentially we have students who are creating interactive journalism website. And so we put them through boot camp of learning Photoshop and Dreamweaver and nonlinear editing, and, you know, like, wow, you know, this is, you know, I want to be a journalist. I just want to tell stories. Why do I need to learn all this kind of stuff? But they realize when they apply for internships and applying for jobs, you know, if they don't have a blog, you know, I require all my students to blog. If for no other reason, to have it to show to a prospective employer or internship opportunity that may come along, that they understand the importance. It doesn't have to be perfect. I never grade students on the aesthetics of how their blog looks, because, again, the basis is journalism. But, you know, you need to be in that space to be competitive. So right now we're in the process of taking the excitement they have about being a journalist, of telling stories. That's not going away. We will always want to tell stories. There are people who always want to tell stories. They always want to be in the nitty-gritty of what's happening on the city council or on a broader scale of national politics or national events or local events. I'm convinced that will never, ever go away. The intimidation about the technology, that's prevalent for our students right now, as well as the working journalists of the world. But I think in 5 years, you know, I have 2 young children. They know nothing but the web. You know, they're natives to that space. We're immigrants to the world of digital technology and communications. So we're learning as we go along. We're young kids who are 7, 8, 9 years old. They know nothing else but that. And so I think the transformation that we're seeing right now won't be as painful for all of us, because you'll have a whole generation, they have a certain expectation of what this media can do.